You. You're the woman Andrew saw in the crossroads. You said you had no idea what he was talking about.
I lied.
You're so damn gullible. You believed me when it came to just about everything.
I believed you because I thought you were my friend.
Vi didn't know if her voice broke in anger or pain. Likely both.
I was never your friend. I was the help, your messenger, your errand girl.
I never saw you that way, Vi said gently. It was already far too late. She was pleading for a girl, a woman, who had never really existed in the first place.
You're a Solaris. Everyone is your plaything, your toy.
So Jamie began selling us information, Cora continued. I hear Adela pays better than Solaris. I can't say I'm surprised. Her coffers are likely deeper.
You shared my letters?
She felt violated, exposed, drawn out for the world to see.
Those were mine. How could you?
Like I said, easy enough. There was no emotion there. Not one ounce of regret. That was how we knew the Emperor Solaris was finally leaving the protection of his empire, the course he'd be charting, and the vessel he'd be on. And now I'll bring Adela his heir, and she will make me one of her crew, Jamie said proudly. It was the pride that finally snapped something in Vi, the infuriating smugness that betrayed her frostbitten, blackened heart.
How could you?
Her voice rose to a near scream.
You sold my father to them? That's my father, Jamie!
A father for a father, she screamed back, spittle flying. Her voice echoed over the water.
Your family took mine from me. Daniel Taffel was a willing soldier.
My father gave more than a soldier gives.
He loved your mother, and she turned her back on him.
Had it not been for her, he would have left, but no, he stayed, and the Mad King got him.
My father gave his life for your family, and got nothing. He was destroyed, Vi, cast aside, left to die.
And did your family care? No, your mother couldn't be bothered. She thought he was dead until you showed up looking for work.
Yes, and then they knew he was alive.
They gave me a job. My father gave a life, and they gave me work.
And did they do anything else for him?
Jamie challenged. Vi stilled. She didn't have an answer.
No, they didn't. They left their mess to rot, as though they weren't responsible.
Vi took a small step back, then a shuffle forward. She was pulled in every direction. Pity for Jamie, for her father, for the life they'd endured, defense of her own family. Did the punishment Jamie was exacting fit the crimes perpetrated against her? One evil, begotten of the next, in a never-ending cycle. She clutched her head and let out a scream.
I think she's gone mad, Cora chuckled.
If you had told me, I would have done everything I could, Vi looked to her friend. You and Aline were the closest thing I had to family in the North. I loved you.
And I hated you. Jamie responded without missing a beat. You were a means to an end, preventing my lineage from forever being trapped under your family's heel. I will not be grateful for your pity and scraps. I will not live without justice at the feet of the very people who saw my father harmed and cast him aside when he was no longer useful.
My revenge started with your father. It continues with you, and it will end when I dance on your mother's grave.
Vi's whole body trembled. A great and terrifying rage had reached a boiling point. Fissures erupted in her, power spilling out of them, feeding on a kind of hurt Vi had never known. Her heart had numbed, frozen over, and now shattered with an explosion. With a cry of pure agony and heartbreak, Vi's magic exploded from her. It encircled them in a ring of flame.
Make her stop this, Cora warned. You said her magic wasn't very good.
It's not,
Jamie assured Cora.
The fools.
Vi lifted a finger, pointing it right at Cora. With a horrible detachment, she uttered,
Juth Kalt, to shatter.